Hello everyone and welcome to another 5 minute podcast with Grand Tour Nation. My name's Alex, you can find me on Twitter at AlexDoesCars. You can find Grand Tour Nation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Grand Tour Nation. On Instagram it's at Grand_Tour_Nation because someone took Grand Tour Nation. Damn you! Right, last week I talked you through five things you should do before you buy a car from a dealership. And we went through the whole experience with an aim to making it easier for you and to get the most out of your money. Today, I'm going through five things you should do after you've bought the car. So that's from either a private sale or through a dealership. These five things will give you peace of mind. And it can just, you know, help you sleep during the night and to keep your car in tip-top shape. In this podcast, I'm going to presume that you have a general knowledge of how to do a few things to your car. If not, then take what I'm saying and tell your garage, tell your favourite mechanic, a mechanic that you trust. Let's get right into it before I bore you any further. Number one, do an engine oil change. You don't know what the history of the car is, even if you've got a full service history. You can't know for sure when that oil was changed. So, change the oil. Make sure you know exactly what oil your car takes. Drain the oil, look for any bits of metal in it. If you do see bits of metal, take it to a mechanic if you don't know what you're doing. And change the oil filter while you're doing it. Always, always, don't never skimp with oil. It's always so important to get the right oil and to change it often. It's a really cheap way of just maintaining your vehicle. You can usually do it yourself. But if you really don't trust yourself, then just take it to a garage. It won't be that expensive. Just a quick tip, I've seen a lot of magnetic oil drain plugs on the internet. It's been proven that these don't work. They don't make any difference. Go for it if you want to, but this won't save your oil. Always change your oil at regular service intervals. Number two is flushing the coolant. Just like oil, over time the coolant can break down and it loses its ability to maintain the engine's correct optimum temperature. It also loses the ability to prevent corrosion. So, you don't know when it was last done. Buy the car, flush the coolant, just like you would the oil. This means the engine will run more efficiently, run at the right temperature, and while you're there, you can check for leaks at the same time. One thing, make sure the engine's not hot when you do it. I think everyone's been burnt by that one. Pun intended. Number three, and this is a really easy one, change your air filter. And while you're at it, why not the pollen filter too? The air filter gets dirty over time and it's so cheap that you might as well just replace it. Don't think that if you pull it out and it looks clean that it is clean. There are microparticles, bits of dust that can slowly make their way into the engine, and it's so inexpensive that you might as well. The pollen filter inside is often an overlooked filter if you're doing maintenance yourself, at least. Change it and it can sometimes get rid of bad smells as well, so you know, bugs, pollen, it all gets stuck in that filter, and over time it does begin to slowly smell. So just take it out. It's usually behind the glove box or under the dash somewhere. So easy to do. Do it. You won't regret it. Number four. Now this is another good one, and one, this is just a part of buying a car I really love to do. Washing it. Nothing allows you to have a proper look around the car like washing it. Running your hands over, this is going to sound really weird, but it's curves. It allows you to see things and see bits of body detailing that you didn't see before. It also allows you to have a look at a clean car to inspect it for any damage, any paint chips, any rock chips, any chips in the glass, any possible rust. You never know. I know. All my cars have rusted, literally all my life. But just give it a good wash, give it a wax, and give the rubbers some love as well with some rubber rejuvenator. This will also allow you to have a quick look over your tyres. Have a look at the tread. See if anything is off about the tyres, if it's bulging at all, if it's wearing more on one side than the other. When everything's clean, you can have a proper look at all the damage. There you go. Biggest tip, I think, of this podcast. Wash your car and have a look at it. Seems simple. A lot of people don't do it. It might be worth as well going inside, having a good vacuum, taking the seats out. A lot of people don't take the seats out. Take them out and then have a good hoover underneath and you can see if there's any damage as well to the plastics or, I don't know, anything. Easy. Step five, and this is from personal experience. All of my cars I've bought and test driven, and have realised they've got a little bit of brake shudder, more than likely from warped rotors. So, the tip is, take the wheels off and have a look. Have a look underneath, see if the bushings are worn. I mean, really, you should be doing this before you bought the car, but have a look at anywhere, but then specifically have a look at your rotors and brake pads. If these are low, replace them. Replace both the pads and the rotors. I never just replace the pads, because I like to make sure my rotors and pads are coupled. This can be quite an easy job if you do it yourself, but it can also be quite expensive, especially if you end up doing all four corners. If you do the fronts, make sure you do both sides at the same time. You don't want to have one new corner and then leave the other corner like it was originally. This way as well, if you do think you have a warped rotor, have a closer look at the calipers and see if the calipers are rusting. A warped rotor is often a telltale sign of a seizing caliper, which all of my cars, yes, all of them, have all had. Rebuilding a caliper isn't that difficult, but it is a bit tricky. It's just a bit annoying. So if you're not trusting of yourself, take it to a garage. It might be a little bit expensive, but it just gives you that peace of mind that your brakes are going to work. And while you're there, obviously, you'll replace your brake fluid, which is another thing you've got to do. So there you have it. That's five things you should really be doing once you purchase a car. That's oil, the coolant, changing of your air filters, a good wash, and finally inspecting the brakes. If you have any other tips, make sure you let us know by finding us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all sorts of stuff, or find us online at www.grandtournation.com. I'll see you in the next podcast, coming very soon to your ears. Subscribe, follow us, all that. See you soon.